Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at Surfaces 2017, second day of the show, and I'm with Don Meyer, the president and CEO of Armstrong. Don, how you doing?
Great. Great to see you, Kemp.
So you've got a big space at Surfaces. This is your first year as a standalone independent company, and I thought it'd be great to talk a little bit about that. Your space is much bigger than it was last year, right?
Yeah, this is a continuation of our strategy of really focusing on driving our business with the independent specialty retailers. And our commitment to this show, as you've indicated, increased significantly last year, and we've built upon that and really demonstrates our commitment to our channel and the importance that they play in our business.
Okay, I want to talk about some of the programs you're introducing this year. Before we get to that, most people know Armstrong is the market share leader in the hardwood business and in the resilient business. And last year, I toured your new LVT plant up in Lancaster. It was very impressive. You've got this new Diamond 10 technology. We'll catch up on some of that. But first, let me just ask you, how has the first year been?
So it's been phenomenal. In fact, Forbes magazine just rated our spinoff from Armstrong World Industries as the second best spinoff in 2016. So I think it really speaks volumes to the quality of the team that we've put together here that can not only, you know, manage to the intricacies of separating a public company, but at the same time building so much momentum behind our innovation, our products, and the services we provide to our retailers.
So Armstrong's a 153-year-old company, and you still live by that saying I saw it on the back of your booth, let the customer have faith, right?
Let the buyer have faith, that's right. That was coined by our founder, Thomas Armstrong. Frankly, it is something that really set him apart because of the confidence it gave the consumer in buying a product that had that circle A on it. 150 years ago, that was a very valuable tool. I think it's as relevant today. And I can tell you it's something that's ingrained in our culture and all 4,000 of our employees.
And what that means, I mean, where the rubber meets the road is that you have laboratories, you're focused on the performance of these products, and you've got some new products actually you're introducing here that have been thoroughly tested and market tested. And I mean, you just don't buy goods and present them to the market, do you?
No, again, I think having the number one brand in the hard surface market, it's absolutely imperative that we make sure we live the values behind that brand every day. And so giving that buyer the faith, letting them have faith in what they're buying with that circle A on it's critical. So everything that we bring to market is done to make sure it adheres to all of our high standards that we have, ensuring the quality, the installation, and at the end of the day, making sure that not only is that floor beautiful the day that it's installed, but that it's beautiful 5-10 years down the road as life has played out for that consumer.
And you know, some people would say unique because you recognize the consumer, the end user, that is your ultimate customer, right?
It's ultimate customer. Obviously, we have our partners in retail as well as our leading network of distributors that represent us out there to make that message clear and communicated to that consumer each and every day.
All right, so tell us a little bit about what you're most excited about that you're introducing here at 17.
Well, the booth is filled with new innovation. Again, as we've said, a key strategy for Armstrong is driving innovation. I'll just highlight a few. We probably don't have time for all your listeners to go through all of those. Right. You know, WPC has been a category that's had a lot of play, and you see it again this year. Yeah. And as you know, we came last year with our Rigid Core products, which has been a blockbuster product for us. And we're extremely pleased with that, and we're continuing to expand in the visuals behind that. This year, we're bringing out a premium Rigid Core product called Prism. And Prism really resolves three of the remaining issues that we see in the Rigid Core or WPC category. First of all, it's not WPC because it has no wood in it. And as a result, that gives us exceptional water, actually the truly waterproof product, and almost no thermal expansion to really provide the consumer with a floor that is going to be able to withstand the environments that they put it in, whether it be direct sunlight, wet slabs, etc. So that's number one. Number two is indent's been an issue for this segment, and our composite core has exceptional indentation characteristics. And we, in fact, have a very impactful demonstration showing the ability of this product to withstand over 2,500 PSI of pressure. So it is extremely resistant to dent. And then lastly, but probably not as evident to everybody, is its superior scratch and stain. And so we've been able to take the same technology behind our Diamond 10 and the performance characteristics and bring that to the product.
Now, you're also taking that Diamond technology, which you introduced last year on LV2, you're taking that over to Sheet this year, right?
That's correct. In fact, we've expanded our Diamond 10 technology onto a number of other platforms, just as we said we were going to do. So, as you say, last year at the show, we launched it out on our Vivero LVT product line. We now have it available on our commercial sheet product, and we have it available on our residential sheet product.
All right, so tell us what's going on with wood. I've just walked around your space, and you got some gorgeous-looking things on the floor. Tell us what's going on there.
Yeah, so a key focus for us in the wood segment is to improve our mix in that segment. While certainly we've got a very strong position in kind of the entry and mid-price points, what you're seeing, I think, are the next generation of design and styling, which is one of the key reasons why someone buys a solid or engineered wood product. And so what you're seeing there is a real investment on our part to support the retailers and being able to mix their customers up as well, because it's just gorgeous flooring.
You know, wood is that floor covering that everybody aspires to. When, with all this imitation products that are out, all, you know, really gorgeous things, there's still a strong market, especially on the upper end, for people to put in a floor that will last forever, right?
Absolutely. In fact, the floors report, you know, would indicate we're still seeing the overall segment growing high single digits. So it's a category that's very, very important. Obviously, Armstrong is the leader in this category, and we intend to continue to build and expand on that leadership position.
All right, let's talk. You started out talking about your focus on the independent retailer. You're rolling out an Elevate program that's similar to an aligned dealer program, right?
It is an aligned dealer program. We rolled it out at Surfaces last year, and we've expanded upon that. And in fact, we've added over 7,000 aligned retailers now into that program. What we really, as the name would imply, there's a number of different levels that a retailer can align to. But the program is built to encourage them and incent them to move up the continuum with us. So we're focused on two things. Number one is getting more retailers into the aligned program, and then working with those that are in there and see the value to move them up the continuum.
All right. So as we wrap up here, obviously you don't have a crystal ball, but what are your expectations for 17?
Yeah, as a separated standalone public company, I've learned a lot about what I can and can't say. What I will tell you is what we've communicated to our shareholders back at the end of Q3, which is our strategy is working. We are very pleased with the progress we've made on implementing that strategy, and we're seeing the results, which has gotten us the reaction in the stock market that we've seen. So we're continuing to deliver and execute on the strategy that we've articulated.
It's great to talk to you, Don. Again, been talking to Don Meyer, the president and CEO of Armstrong, which now is a standalone flooring company, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.